Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Alan Fox, a one-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of People Tools for Business, and also which is 50 Strategies for Building Success. And then that's 50 strategies. And then there's another one called People Tools, 54 Strategies for Building Relationships. He's the publisher, editor, founder, and probably chief accountant over at Travel, a literary magazine extraordinaire. And I've asked Alan to, Alan, thanks again for hanging out with us. And I want you to talk to us about your magazine, because you have a, you started out almost 20 years ago with a magazine for poetry, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What made you want to publish a magazine for poets?
Well, you know, I think poetry is a wonderful way to communicate. It's you know, it's short. You don't have to read 25 pages. You can do it in 8 lines or 1 page. And I think that it really can speak to emotions and intellect at the same time. And you know, I want to say something. You don't have to like every poem. You know, people think, oh, I read 14 poems. I only like one of them. That's okay. You know, you go to movies.
Even
you
people
like
who
movie.
Don't like to read poetry know a poem that they love.
Exactly. And I think, you know, most of us learn poetry in middle school, and the teacher kind of gives the idea that you don't know anything about it, and she has to tell you what it's all about. That's just not true. I think poetry has a bad name, and it's a lot of fun, very entertaining. There are lots of good poets, Billy Collins.
I like what you said, though, about poetry when you said, you know, you don't have to like all poetry. Because some poets seem to me to be, some poetry I read seems like the poet is being a little narcissistic. You know, they're taking a little bit too much license with my time. Go ahead.
I totally agree, Jim. I mean, you know, to me, there's kind of two kinds of poetry. One is written by, frankly, by the professors, and they give each other awards. And the other is what real people read and what real people like. And that's
right.
What I'm drawn to.
Well, one of my favorite poets was Ogden Nash, and he said, and one of my favorite Ogden Nash poems is ketchup in a bottle. First there's none, and then a lottle.
Yep. Yeah.
Now that's a great poem. Isn't that a great poem?
Absolutely. I used to love Ogden Nash. I think he put out some wonderful stuff.
But yet I don't read a lot of poetry. But I'm interested in your magazine, not just because it's a poetry magazine, but because the magazine industry has really had a tough time in the last generation.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we do something unusual, and you know. In a way, running a poetry magazine is like running a small business. First of all, you want to keep your costs down. And, you know, the biggest poetry magazine, somebody left them $200 million.
Wow.
About 10 years ago.
Wow.
And they spent more on direct mail in 1 year than I spend running my own magazine in 5 years. But
wow.
Also, in running a magazine, you know, and you just talked about a book, Age of the Customer. I have a chapter in my book, People Tools for Business, talking about after-sale service. In other words, know what your customers want and give it to them and keep it. And I was looking at poetry for Rattle yesterday on Sunday, and it said, I'm looking for poems that I like, that speak to me, and you know, don't have too many words I don't understand.
So, but now you have a print version quarterly.
Yes.
But you couldn't really survive if you only had a print, could you?
That's correct. We have an enormous online presence for Rattle, rattle.com, and we put out a new poem every single day. And we started something new, which is actually picked up by New York, LA Times, and I think other newspapers. We publish one poem a week on our website, rattle.com, about current events. You know, keep it current. Mm-hmm. So that means more to our readers.
What would you tell other people out there listening to you right now who are not in the publishing business, but they're, you know, they've got a traditional business and they're maybe they're struggling a little bit and they're trying to find their way, having you know, a foot in the traditional and a foot on the in the digital. What advice would you give them?
I would take a chapter out of People Tools for Business and say stick it out. I was reading about MBAs a week ago, and all of them were saying the biggest factor in their success was not their education, it was not contact, it was not their ability. The biggest factor was hard work. And mm-hmm. I think that's true in any aspect of life. You got to work at it, and with hard work, you're going to prevail.
Well, there is nothing that's exactly right with putting one foot in front of the other and showing up every day, right? That's the other part of it.
Absolutely.
You got to show up. Hey, give us the website one more time, Alan.
Sure. PeopleToolsBook.com. And, you know, both People Tools and People Tools for Business are certainly available on Amazon and in a number of bookstores.
And then Rattle.com for the magazine.
And Rattle.com for the poetry magazine. You bet.
Hey, Alan, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks very much, Jim.
Alan Bye-bye. Fox, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.